my friends. How is everybody doing? It's the day after Christmas, if you happen to celebrate it. We're in the thick of it. The holidays, the families, the stresses, the money pressures, the end of the year. Do you have a reason you might be glad 2019 is over? Or was it a good one to you? Let me know. For me, 2019 was so kind of intense in that everything changed and I moved and huge things happened to me. And it's just, you know what? It's all been good, but also challenging and very, 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 very exhausting. So I'm happy 2019 is over just for that reason, because I'm exhausted. And maybe 2020 can be slower paced for me. I believe it will. That's why I love the term nesting. I've been nesting, making this house a home, making it cozy, comfortable, putting things where they need to be. I have enough space to put things where they need to be for the first time since I lived in Texas, because California, hello, you can't afford more space unless you're Oprah. So I'm very, very happy. So yeah, 2019, it's gone. It's almost gone, guys. Say goodbye. I don't care if you liked it, it's over. That's how it goes. What's another question for you? What didn't you get to eat so far this holiday season that you really, really need to eat? Is there a dish that nobody made yet or you didn't get to make? I would say I make my chicken and dumplings, and I'm going to make that before the end of the year. I haven't made that. I mean, I did just make it like 2 or 3 weeks ago, but I kind of want that. What else do I want? I wanted grapes, by the way, and so I got those for Christmas Eve. Just snack on some grapes. Simple things for me, especially grapes, water. Grapes, water, coffee. I'm getting the basics. I'm eating bananas. I'm good. I just made nachos, by the way. Okay, what else? Who is the rudest person you've ever met in your life? Think about it. I asked somebody this question. I asked two people this question lately, and they couldn't come up with anybody. I was like, what? I've got a list of like 290 people that I could pull from. But I do have one that I'll go ahead and share a story with you. I had a show in Los Angeles before I lived there, and I wouldn't say it was the best experience. And there was a dinner afterwards, and there was a guy sitting across from me at the special dinner for the artist. So that means he's coming. This is my dinner. This is for me. And I hate these things, by the way. I would prefer everybody to just, you know, let's all just go home, or let's all just watch Forensic Files together. I don't care. But like to sit at a nice restaurant and eat dinner, not my idea of a good time. That's why I love like at Western exhibitions in Chicago. One time my friend Paul Nudd had a beer can chicken party in the backyard for us. That was awesome. And then Susan tends to just have pizza at her house for me, which I love. This is the way I prefer it. So what would be fun, if you want to take me to a restaurant, take me to McDonald's and put some balloons on every chair in our section of the McDonald's. That would be fun. Or Taco Bell or something. But, you know, it's not that I hate nice restaurants. It's just I don't want anything stiff and uncomfortable. So anyway, stiff and uncomfortable, fancy LA restaurant, long table, tons of people, don't know any of them. Guy across from me, all I'm going to say is he had something to do with High Fidelity, the movie, not the book. He had something to do with the script of High Fidelity. Never met anybody meaner and more rude in my entire life. He was my least favorite person ever. So there's my story. And that was the same night I've told you guys about the time I got in a fight with Christian Bale. So this was like, not real. Well, he's a celebrity. This other guy, not a celebrity, the real jerk. But Christian Bale was a total jerk too. I was just being surrounded by a bunch of assholes. And then I moved to LA. What's my problem? That's part of the reason I got out of there. Okay, so rudest person, give me yours. I really divulged. So you got to divulge as well. Who is the kindest person you've ever met? That's easy. I always say the same thing. April Harris. I grew up with a young woman named April. She was and is the kindest human being I have ever met. Just, it's astounding when you get to know her. I mean, you know it right away. You can tell right away. And it's so genuine and so kind of otherworldly kind. Really, she's a true gift to the world. So April, I love you, girl. Let's see. That's it. Those are the questions I have for you. I wanted to give a quick shout out to three of the, I don't know why, all of a sudden these three places are listening to me reading stuff at like a very high volume. We've got Anchorage, Alaska, Arlington, Texas, and Detroit, Michigan. So thank you to those three places who have never really popped up on the list of places, but you guys are now, so I'm very excited about that. I'm gonna read to you guys from one of the books I got at that bookstore near me I was telling you about that I just could not handle how good it was. This is an older publication. This is a W.S. Merwin book called Houses and Travelers. This is a book of prose, which you know I love and prefer. This is, oh my God, it was published in 77, the year I was born, from let's see, Athenaeum. I'll put a link. Hopefully, I haven't looked for this book online yet, but I'm going to put a link to the book in some form so you can find it. As always, I always do that in case I forget to say. So you'll always be able to find the books, or at least I'll find, the page of the writer or whatever. And if you guys, of course, you remember W.S. Merwin, who I've read his poem Thanks about a billion times on this podcast now. I think, did I do it this Thanksgiving too? If not, I did it last Thanksgiving. But W.S. Merwin is one of my favorites, and he passed away this year in Hawaii. He lived to be 91 though, and he died in his sleep. So, you know what? Sometimes life is fair, because this guy who did a lot of good for the world actually died in his sleep. Don't you wish that for all of us? I do. Either that, or I want a bear or a lion or a tiger to kill me. So, all right, so I'm going to be reading this piece. By the way, this is a great book. I haven't gotten to read all of the pieces in here, but I was so glad to find it. And they range from anywhere from a couple of paragraphs to about five, maybe 4 pages tops, prose pieces, short prose pieces. So I think you'll like it. I think, and I would say, I talk often about, let's see, well, I've read in the past a lot of Lydia Davis. This is sort of in that realm, but not really. It's very much in the realm of my guy. All of a sudden, I can't think of his name, Mark Strand. But it's definitely Merwin all the way through. But it's just to give you an idea of what I'm talking about. Okay, so this one is called The Field. Every railroad station exists in a dream. There is no way to avoid that. Now we can even imagine the railroads themselves ceasing to exist. What will stand then where the stations are now? If there should be any people in those places by then, what would they dream? Perhaps many stories up in what is now air? They will not know that a station was ever there, the trains coming and going below them where they sleep. In a dream, people still get on a familiar train, and the doors close, and they know where to look for the first field. When they see it, already the station is far behind, and each of them is in a different green afternoon. Really good. There's another one. I'm not going to read it, but if you get this, I really also liked at One of the Ends of the World. It's called At One of the Ends of the World. And He Who Made the Houses is good. And there's one, I can't remember the title of it, but it's about a carpenter and a woodpecker becoming sort of friends. And that one kind of reminded me of that Patricia Highsmith book I love so much. Not to name drop a million books, but The Animal Lover's Book of Beastly Murder, which I believe the Modern in Fort Worth, I don't know if they've done that in their book club yet. Let me check that really quick because I want to let you guys know if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you can be a part of a book club that I invented. Okay, I just found it. And by the way, I didn't invent the book club because it's called, I think, the Modern Reading Series, but I curated this list of books. So they already did Autobiography of Red by Ann Carson, which I've read from a lot on here. And January 16th will be The World Doesn't End by Charles Simic, which, again, read from a lot and read from a lot. The next one, February 20th, will be The Heart is a Lonely Hunter by Carson McCullers. So I'll put a link in the description of this podcast for you to find the Modern Reading Series. And by the way, this is not a plug for me. I get nothing for this or any of those pens or pencils or whatever they're selling there. That's not money for me. I just want to make that clear. This is me just like plugging the museum. Go to the museum. This is a great place. And after this reading series, there will be plenty more. So that have nothing to do with me at all. But I know me. I know I've always craved a reading group. I've only been in one when I was a kid, when I was just out of high school. Or no, I was in high school still. And I was in it with a bunch of old people. And it was at Barnes & Noble, the same place I had my first art show that I kind of forced them to let me do. After that, I've only been in a two-person book club with Erica, my friend. So I just feel, I don't know, like I want to be a part of it. But then again, I like the way Erica and I do it. Just, you know, just the two of us, it seems easier. But I like the idea. I don't know. Are you guys part of book clubs or reading groups or whatever? Would I like it? I think I'd only like it if I were in charge, to be honest with you. I want to be the one saying what we can read and don't read. Otherwise, I'm not game. Like, I don't want to read the newest, I don't know, what are people reading in book clubs traditionally? It just seems like I'm going to have a problem with it, frankly. All right, anyway, time to wrap this up. By the way, another thing I wrapped up was The Sopranos. I've prompted quite a few of you have reached out and said you're reading this. I mean, you're watching The Sopranos now. And I got to tell you, that show just kept getting better. My all-time favorite character is Christopher Moltisanti, if you're wondering. I ended up liking him better than Tony, better than Polly Walnuts, better than anybody else. I also loved Artie the Chef. Artie the Chef is my second favorite. So let me know what you guys think. Listen, be kind to yourself and also just be yourself. I like you the way you are, all right? Not to be all Mr. Rogers on you, but it's true. And P.S., I've tried to be other people and it doesn't work out. I'd rather be me and have the, you know, you like the people fall on the wayside. What do you say? If you like me, you like me. If you don't like me, based on who I am, this is much easier. Just, yeah, this is me. I don't like to travel. I don't like vacations. I don't like the beach. I don't like swimsuits. I don't like exercising. Get to know me. This is me. What do I like? Being inside, being left alone, relaxing, reading, playing with yarn, taking baths, petting my cat, drawing. All right. Anyway, start a collection and also get rid of stuff. Do both of those things. I'm going to say this because this is what I need to hear. Don't be sad if you had to go up a pant size, because you've gotten bigger. Just don't. Let's all try to not be sad about that together if that happened to you. But it probably didn't. This is just maybe something I'm going through. Tend to your needs. Indulge a little bit. That's always, I encourage indulging, you know, occasionally you got to. Eat some nachos, just like me. Drink something you love, whatever it is. Right here, you wanna hear this? Cherry bubbly. Not bubbly as in champagne, bubbly drinking water, fizzy water. Wash your hands really good. Get under those fingernails. Log out, log back in. Test the waters. We shall find peace. We shall hear angels. We shall see the sky sparkling with diamonds. That's not mine, that last part. That's Anton Chekhov. It's been a while since I recited that to you guys. I love you guys. Have a wonderful rest of the year. Goodbye.